It's time to encounter a day of bliss as we read The Open Heavens, a daily devotional authored by Pastor E.A. Adeboye from the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
Divine favor. Memory verse is taken from Deuteronomy 33, verse 23. And of Naphtali, he said, O Naphtali, satisfied with favor and full with the blessings of the Lord, possess thou the west and the south. When you hear the expression, God is smiling on you, it means you are enjoying divine favor and grace. In Numbers 6:24-26, God said that the sons of Aaron were to pronounce a blessing on the people, and the blessing went thus. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. When God's face is shining upon you, it means the Lord is smiling upon you and you will enjoy divine favor everywhere you go. It also means that every darkness around you will be consumed and you will be basking in his light. When God decides to show you favor, you will achieve more than somebody who is working extremely hard without divine favor. When God shows you favor, miracles happen. For example, Genesis 24:63 says that Isaac went for a stroll, and in the 67th verse of the same chapter, the Bible says, and Isaac brought her into his mother Sarah's tent and took Rebekah, and she became his wife, and he loved her. And Isaac was comforted after his mother's death. All the background work in getting Isaac a wife was done by some other people. When you compare Isaac's experience to that of Jacob, who labored for 14 years without pay before he could get to the woman he wanted to marry, you will see the difference between favor and hard labor to get what you want. I decree that from now on, God will show you favor. Not too long ago, all the universities in Nigeria were ranked, and Redeemer's University came second. The first was the University of Ibadan, the oldest university in Nigeria. Founded in 1948, Redeemer's University was only 17 years old at that time, and we beat universities that were more than 60 years old. How could this be? The only explanation can be divine favor. The question now is, what can you do to always enjoy divine favor? You can find a good answer to this question in Proverbs 3, verse 3-4, which says, let not mercy and truth forsake thee, bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart, so shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. To draw God's favor to yourself, always tell the truth and show mercy to others. Action point. Always tell the truth and be merciful.
We hope you've enjoyed listening to the Open Heavens devotional today. For more details, please contact RCCG Praise Palace Northampton Church on pastor@praisepalace.org.uk or visit the Redeemed Christian Church of God Praise Palace at Briar Hill Community Centre at the Spring, Briar Hill in Northampton.